Good morning. Welcome to the Truckin' for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. Today, I want to read a beautiful, beautiful verse. I go to this verse many, many times. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. This is Jehoshaphat praying, O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes upon thee. In this portion of scripture, Jehoshaphat had had a revival in his land. He had come in and he had taken away the idol worship. Let me tell you what Jehoshaphat told his leaders. He told his leaders of the country, he said, before you lead this country, there's something you're going to have to do. Number one, you're going to have to fear God. Number two, you can't be a respecter of a person. And number three, don't take any bribes. Oh, my gracious. What if our leaders would stand up and our leaders would heed this advice? Fear God. Fear God. He said, don't be a respecter of persons. And then he said, don't take any bribes. Then he turned to the preachers and he said, fear God. He said, teach the people what is sin, lest you fall in wrath and they fall in wrath. And he said, don't be a respecter of persons. In other words, do that which is right. What if our country would stand forth and say, we're going to fear God. We're not going to take any bribes. There's not going to be a respect or payoff with people. We're going to do what's right. Overnight, our country would change. How simple that would be. You see, Jehoshaphat had laid a foundation because just shortly after he made that stand and prepared his people and heart, his own heart for revival, he got word that, and you read this for yourself, the Bible says that there was nations coming against him from across the sea to take his possession and his land that God had given him. I want you to read that for you. Go back in this chapter and read it for yourself. It says, there are people, there's a multitude coming from across the sea to take your possession and your land that God promised and gave to you. Hey, think about that just for a minute. Just for a minute. The message Jehoshaphat got, think about what was said there. And Jehoshaphat, this is what he done. He immediately called the people. He began to fast. He began to pray. And he said, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes upon you. And you know what? When he did that and he looked toward God's house, and he got the people's mind on God, God gave him a remedy and showed him what to do to turn the tide of his nation. God did it for Judah. God will do it for you. God did it for Judah and King Jehoshaphat. God will do it for America and for our president and our leaders. God will do the same thing. They had a house cleaning. They turned their hearts to God. They began to fast and pray and seek his will. And God told them, said, get out before these enemies and praise me. In other words, do not be ashamed to call on your Lord, your God. Don't make this system make you ashamed. You know, it's astounding to me how we do not even want our school children to call on the God that established this country, that called on the God that has kept us together, that has blessed this nation. It is incomprehensible to think that such a thing would be going in our country. Don't be ashamed to stand for your God, because he and he alone is the only one that can deliver and set our nation back on course and our lives. Jehoshaphat got the victory that day, and he didn't have to raise a sword. The enemy destroyed themselves. You know, the same thing can happen to us. We don't have to go to war. If we'll just praise God, God will give us the victory. He'll show us what to do. And they were blessed. They went to the Valley of Baraka, and they blessed God. Can you go to your Valley of Baraka and praise him and worship him and let God say, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are upon you. And if you'll surrender to God, God will give you the victory. Father, I pray for this people. I pray for our country. And I ask that you give us the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Amen and amen. Will you please help me stand in this nation? I'm calling for revival. I'm preaching revival. And I believe we can see miracles in our land. God bless you.